That was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. Now it's time for the daily word. You know, I usually read the daily word as it is written. Today's daily word is world peace. And this message contains the word I and me all over again and again. So with everyone's permission, I'd like to change the singular pronoun of I to the collective pronoun of we, because hey, this is unity. And we know we are all one. World peace. We are a peaceful presence to all. Peace in the world begins with us. We consider it a sacred responsibility to respond to all people and circumstances peacefully. We forgive ourselves for those moments when we are less than peaceful and quickly return to the peace of God in our hearts. We are living expressions of God, just as all people are. Our tranquil bearing inspires peacefulness wherever we go and with everyone we meet. Each day, we join like-minded people everywhere in a renewed commitment to be a presence of peace. We give thanks that as each of us communicates God's love in our unique way, peace and harmony are established in individuals, families, communities, and among nations throughout the world. And from the Bible, put things in order, listen to my appeal, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. And that's from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Now it's time for Shirley the Presence. Join us in singing while Karen and Mike lead us.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
Thank you, Mike and Karen. And now it's time for our opening statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And now it's time for our welcoming song. Please join us in singing while Mike and Karen lead us in our welcoming song, All Is Well.
All is well in my world. is well in this moment. All is well in our world. Ooh. Ooh. All is well in this moment. All is well in my world. All is well in this moment. All is well in our world.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, now it's time to greet your neighbor. Now that we are in the center and online with Zoom, please greet each other with whatever you feel comfortable with at the center. On Zoom, turn on gallery view to see us all here so you can see us wave and to acknowledge each other. You can speak if you want.
How do I turn on gallery view?
Up in the upper right corner, there's a little box that says view. If you pick it, you'll see those selections.
Oh. Can I see? No, yeah, you can come see, but I'm trying to
see on her phone. Is it on her phone, Johnny?
Oh,
I'm on an iPhone. I can't figure it out. And I'm in my PJs. Hi, everybody.
Hey, maybe we can work on that right after service, Mary, and see if we can't get you going. Okay. Stay with us for fellowship.
Okay.
All right. Now it's time for announcements.
Ow, Katie.
And I will read the submitted announcements now. To make an announcement after I'm finished, please raise your hand so I can recognize you. And then when I acknowledge you, unmute yourself and share with us. So let's see, we're going to start with Grandfather's Indian Christian Service. The next one is on Sunday, November 14th at 2 p.m. in the Longhouse. It's always on the second Sunday of the month. His other teaching, the Grandfather's Medicine Wheel teachings, are next week, October 24th. It's always at 2 p.m. on the fourth Sunday of the month. The Chinook Jargon and Medicine Wheel teachings that are on Zoom happen every Thursday, the same Zoom room as our Unity services. They start at 5:45 where they have social time. The lesson goes from 6 to 7. And the Chinook Jargon class is on the second and fourth Thursday. It's going to be led by Marcia Williams and wonderful rainbow many colors, Laura Sear. And the next is this Thursday, October 14th. And the Medicine Wheel teachings are on the first and third Thursdays. They're led by Dan Zarlengo. And the next one is Thursday, October 21st. Join them. It's a wonderful time if you're interested in learning the local Chinook jargon people used to speak here. Dr. Daria Funchess's Circle in America continues its book and film club. The next meeting will be next Sunday, October 24th, 2021, from 3 to 4:30 Pacific Daylight Time. We'll be discussing The Best of Enemies by Osha Gray Davidson. I've already watched this movie. This is a wonderful and uplifting film. If you haven't seen it, it's available at a lot of places. Contact Dr. Daria or Susan Finlay for an invitation for this event. And I encourage all of you to show up. This is a wonderful event. And lastly, please help your church. We practice prayer, meditation, and service. Volunteer right now to be a reader. Get a hold of Susan in the chat room or talk to her when we're making our announcements. Now, is there anyone with any announcements? See a hand waving in the garden room. Any?
We are holding the space on Wednesdays, starting at about 2:30 to about 5 for prayer, meditation, a little bit of creative time, a little artwork.
Penny, look into the computer and talk into the computer. We can't hear you when your face is at an angle. There you go.
All right. So, do you hear me now?
Yes.
You do. Okay. So we're holding the space on Wednesdays from about 2:30 to 5 for some meditation, some creative art time, and we're thinking about adding a little bit of yoga into that. So if you're available anytime during from 2:30 to 5 on Wednesday, be sure and join us. It's very loosely coordinated. So there you have it. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny. Anyone else? Okay, I don't see any other hands. Let's move on. It is time now for our unity statement. Please join us in our unity statement. We'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach university principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now it's time for a song of joy. Karen and Mike will lead us in our song of joy. I've got so much to give. All right, one of my faves. Take it away, Karen and Mike.
I've got so much to give. I've got so much to give. This is the life I was born to live, and I've got so much to give. I breathe in. I breathe out. I breathe in. I breathe out. Every breath I take is something new. And I want to give so much to you, because I've got so much to give. I've got so much to give. This is the life I was born to live, and I've got so much to give. I breathe in. I breathe out, I breathe in, I breathe out. Every breath I take is something new. I want to give so much to you, because I've got so much to give. I've got so much to give. This is the life I was born to live, and I've got so much to give. My joy is fancy free. My joy is fancy free. This is the way I was born to be. My joy is fancy free. I breathe in, I breathe out, I breathe in, I breathe out. Every breath I take is something new. And I wanna give so much to you, cause I've got so much to give. I've got so much to give. This is the life I was born to live, and I've got so much to give. I've got so much to give. I've got so much to give. This is the life I was born to live, and I've got so much to give.
Woohoo! Thank you, Karen and Mike, and Isaac. All right, and now it's time for our reading. This morning, our reading will be shared by Joyce, and she's got something special too.
Joyce, unmute.
That would probably be better, huh? Between Friends by Lynn Gerard. The pictures are beautiful that she painted. A good friend is like a rare shell washed upon a quiet beach. One who discovers such a friend finds a priceless gift from God. Having a special friend is a true blessing and evidence that you too are special. Friends help us know ourselves a little better and like ourselves a little more. Good friendships enlighten the mind, enrich the heart, and enhance our lives day to day and season to season. Friendship is as necessary as the sun, as constant as the stars, and as rewarding as spring after a long winter. One does not go out into the world in search of friendship. Friendship is something that happens naturally when the time is right, like a rainbow in the sky. The world is as wide as the sky and beyond, and as infinite as the twinkling stars. That two kindred spirits should come together in friendship is surely evidence of divine intervention. It is a fine, divine wind that carries a tiny seed just so it and takes it to the very place where friendship needs to grow. Friends possess something in their character that we admire and wish to add to our own lives. There is an honesty between friends that is rare to other relationships. This is part of the magic of friendship. With a good friend, there is a comfort zone like none other, where sharing even silence can be a pleasure. The struggle to make ends meet in this busy, complex world often burdens our hearts. Friendships help soften the hard edge of life. Good friendships contain the strength of affection that makes forgiveness instantaneous and disappointment forgotten. Good friendships are not measured by the frequency of phone calls or letters or visits. The best friendships are recognized by the quality of time and feeling shared. Friendships grow deeper as trust and cooperation evolve from shared experiences. There is a place between friends for seriousness as well as humor and countless ways to show appreciation. Time passes by and steals the days and years. Changes are many, and often they always will be, but a good friendship lasts a lifetime.
What a beautiful book. Thank you, Joyce, for sharing not only the words, but those wonderful pictures in there. That's fantastic. Where did you find that at?
I was given this book, almost 30 years ago by a friend. So I've had it a long time. Yeah.
That's a treasure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now it's time for a meditation song. Please join us as Mike and Karen lead us in our meditation song, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu.
Excellent pronunciation, Johnny. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu.
Thank you, Michael and Karen, and especially thank you, Isaac, for your dancing and singing. That was wonderful. You know, meditation is all about connecting with the other half of yourself. And I don't know about the rest of you all, but nothing puts me closer to my connection than watching a child like that sing and dance. So thank you. Thank you, Isaac. Okay, now it's time for our affirmations. Please join us in our affirmations. We'll say them together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. Now it's time for the Lord's Prayer. This weekend we'll be saying the traditional Lord's Prayer. And we'll say this all together, folks. Whenever you're ready. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now please join us in our Alleluia. Take it away, Mike and Karen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Mike and Karen. Now it's time for a speaker. We are privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning, licensed Unity teacher Mariette Jones will share her wisdom and lightness in her message, It's Not Perfect and It's Good. Thank you, Mariette, for coming and speaking for us today.
Yes, my name is Mariette Jones, and I'm a recovering perfectionist. And I'm so glad to be recovering from that addiction. I believe that perfectionistic thinking is an addiction to be pleasing to others so that I'll be loved. I think that was my motivation. Maybe so-and-so will like me if I please her, if I make myself perfect. And I'm realizing that it's a false story that we tell ourselves. And it's rampant in this society. The society teaches us to be try to be perfect. And Brené Brown says, we are fully worthy of love and belonging just as we are right now as is. Isn't that great? I mean, that's the good news that our way shower, Jesus, Buddha, and others keep telling us. But we have this thing called a society, a culture that doesn't believe it. And that's why we gather at this wonderful place called Unity to remind each other. So I have a poem for you. Written by Rosemary Wattola Tromer. As You Have Done For Me is the title. If you were here, I would put my hand on your heart and hold it there until our breaths became a single tide. Hold it there until I could feel the moment when you remember your infinite value. It's so easy to forget we are treasure. So easy to lose track of our own immeasurable worth. The chest rusts shut. We think we are empty. Amazing how easily we are fooled into believing we are paupers. Sometimes it takes another to remind us. We have always been not only the treasure, but also the key. Though the hinges are a metaphor, treasure is not. We are made to open, to share our priceless gift, to press our hands and hold them there until we all remember. I resonate with those words, and I wanted to share them with you. So one way to cope with the messiness of life is to move into fixing, isn't it? If I could just get my ducks in a row, cross my T's, dot my I's, I can control this thing that really gets me in a flux, in a state of kerfuffle. And so we work hard to move into control, fixing. I know fantasies that I carried for a long time. If I could only get myself together. So I was calling myself broken, wasn't I? Or unwhole, if I could only get myself together. The thing that we know at Unity is we're already whole. And I would hear the poets and the musicians and the artists speak to this, that I was already whole, but I couldn't feel it. Until I gave up the notion that I could somehow do something that would help me receive my good from outside myself. So when you think of being perfect or perfectionism, or just the word perfect, what do you think of? Does anybody have a definition in their life for being perfect or how that shows up?
I think for me, it is when I recognize that I'm in alignment. Things are easy. The answers reveal themselves without a huge amount of effort.
Mm. And that brings me to Jesus, the way shower, telling us be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. There's a whole different definition of perfection, isn't it? It's not trying to be something we're not. That is moving into being what we are. And in the Bible, the translation of the word perfect in Greek is actually, when you look at that Greek word, it means wholeness or being whole or being complete. So in English, it might have been a better choice, considering how we misuse the word perfect so much, to say, be whole as your Heavenly Father, Mother, God is whole. Would you think that that would be more in alignment with what you're talking about, Tom?
Indeed, that mm-hmm. is it. It is. Mm-hmm. If I am whole, then if I experience wholeness, I don't spend my time looking for the missing pieces.
Perhaps working to fix it. So life says to us, you know that song, I never promised you a rose garden. You know, there's going to be a little rain sometime. And I know a lot of times I used to feel like if I had everything the way I wanted it, my affirmations perfectly worded, then I wouldn't have to worry about being sick ever again, whatever. And that's not quite it, is it? There is rain, there is challenge, there is sickness, and we use our unity affirmations to move through those rapids of life with grace and ease. You know, enjoying the adventure of that white water, crazy rapid, you know, sometimes we have to go through, right? And it's part of the deal here on Earth University that there is danger. I love what Martha Creek shared with us a few weeks back in one of her talks. Mother Hen, her, is a metaphor for, God in our hearts, right? That inner mother God. Mother Hen can't make the fox go away. That's the thing. Mother Hen can gather her chicks under her wings and bring all our fears, our inner child, our unborn dreams close to our heart and protect them and nurture them and love them. And that is how we overcome, you know, that which challenges us is with divine compassion, divine love, divine presence is there unconditionally at all times available as love to help us through all of our dangers. All those times that we feel the presence of what we call an enemy, or just our fear of an enemy, really we're helping ourselves through all that thinking, right? I know my friend Audrey, who you know too, she's our mutual friend. She was saying how the government of California mandated vaccine for all federal employees. And so we're prayer partners, and she wanted to hold a sacred space for a middle way, because all she could see was, you know, extreme polar opposites of, you know, getting a vaccine is the right thing to do, not getting a vaccine is the right thing to do for me. And she wanted, and you know, she wanted to find a middle way. And I'd never really heard that term before, the middle way. She wanted to find a miracle, a way where everybody would feel comfortable with. And I said, well, what would that look like? And she goes, I don't know, but somebody out there has got a divine idea waiting to be born. You know, and it takes the middle way. And she's right, because when we get, you know, invested in our way or the highway, it doesn't help, you know, because we're just thinking about that one thought, you know. And when we can walk into a way of, what would you be comfortable with? How can we both be comfortable with the situation? What is it that you need to move through this challenge safely? Actually, me and my husband, we love that question. How can we both be comfortable in this situation? And we have navigated situations that I would never have thought could be solved by just working through that question and staying with it until, you know, an idea came to me like, oh, wait, we could do this. You know, I can be flexible on this part, you know, because if you can like bring your, bring your thinking more in line with what I need, I can be flexible here. And then all of a sudden we had an agreement. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's a miracle. Has anybody ever thought about the middle way or heard of the middle way? Yeah. It's actually a Buddhist teaching.
Yeah.
And Audrey mentioning it was the first time I'd heard of it. So, you know, I went and researched it and read about how the Buddha, of course, he left his life of one extreme, which was all the opulence and the, you know, having everything he ever could desire. He couldn't stand it when he realized how much poverty existed in the world. So then he decided that he needed to align with the poor sufferings. And so he wouldn't even eat. And he went to the other extreme, hoping to experience liberation from this, you know, lust and greed that opulence, you know, instills in the human heart. So then he found that probably wasn't going to work for him, you know, one grain of rice, you know, a day or whatever it was that he did. And he discovered the middle way. And that was the first teaching that he shared with his disciples. Once he could convince them to listen, because they were just disgusted with his, you're eating, hello. Who does that remind you of? Remember Jesus breaking the Sabbath by eating and you know, being such a rebel? That's okay, because as soon as we get away from that, it's okay to be a rebel. A lot of artists are rebels. They move us out of extremist thinking. They move us out of extremist thoughts and help us to move into a space where can we all be comfortable. That reminds me of how extremist thinking can really do us in. You know, Jackie Onassis, her husband Aristotle, when he was on his deathbed, he actually was at a loss for the first time in his life, because he didn't know, he felt bereft, he didn't know what to do, because he's like, well, wait, what's the next step? You know, him, life was, what's the next thing? What, where do I achieve? Where do I go? What do I do? And he was at a loss, not knowing what he was already. And I would imagine he was a big believer in having things perfect in his life, you know, the perfect wife for sure, right? And, you know, she struggled with that as well, and with perfectionistic thinking. And so, yeah, this is a reminder for all of us, putting our hands on our hearts to know that this is where perfection and wholeness is already. And it's our job to remind each other of that same fact. And I love how the songs and the reading aligned with my message. That was very good planning on the divine's part. And just let me see if there's anything else I want to not forget. That's a big thing that I say to myself these days. When I give talks, it won't be perfect, but it'll be good. And it will be good. And so I give myself permission to do things more easily. It's a good tool. So now I practice the discipline of flexibility, of giving myself and others options. I navigate the rapids of life more easily because I choose the calm way, the way of peace, the way of balance in the middle. So I invite you to join me in this practice between black and white. There's a fabulous spectrum of rainbow colors to choose from in this space of the middle. And it's not an easy practice. Our brains will scream, "This is so imperfect. This is so chaotic." And we'll experience demands from our egoic self, protests about what is imperfect right now. And we certainly all have our rigid expectations and pet peeves. But letting go of these egoic concerns softens us into the reality of our loving heart. When we lean into what the other is experiencing, we find a softening within ourselves. So we can return to the mother hen metaphor. We can gather our fears, our insecurities inside our wings of love, reassuring our inner child that we can be safe within the paradox of chaos and calm. Let us bring this image of Mother God into a meditation right now. That's taking a deep breath and just settling into your chairs and centering yourselves with ease and softening your shoulders. And if you want to, putting your hand on your heart and just going over the message that we have heard so far today, from what I've said and what others have said, the readings, the songs. What word comes up from your heart right now that you want to take with you into meditation? If a word doesn't come up, that's okay. As you begin meditation, it may come up eventually. And so let us go within and begin a time of silence. I'm coming back into this space. We end our meditation knowing that we are whole, we are complete, we are what we are, and we are expressions of the all wonderful Most High God and Goddess. Get the feminine in there. Peace be with all of you.
Thank you, Mariette. That was wonderful. Okay, now it's time for our offering. While we are together in spirit, physically, and virtually, we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, 98531. You can also donate online by clicking on the donation page on our website, unityofcentralia.net. Thank you, Tom. We also deeply appreciate all the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure. As we hold our offering in our hands and hearts, let's say our offering prayer together. Divine love
through me
blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Now it's time for our blessing of thanks. Let's say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And now it's time for our healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, please raise your hand, unmute, and tell us who it is, or hold them quietly in your hearts. Go ahead, Mariette, unmute and feel free to speak.
My mother, for her highest and best.
Okay, so members of our community have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to the members of our community who must deal with basic human needs while living without a home. And Nelia, who is dealing with long-haul COVID issues. And Tom, who appreciates your prayers as he heals from his surgery. I would also like to ask you to keep our friend Jock in your minds and hearts as well. He is also recovering from surgery. But please keep him on John, right there in our garden room, who's at Unity right now with Penny and Vernon and would like to have better health. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all beings and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And now it's time for a prayer of protection. Then let's all say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And now it's time for a peace song. Let's form a circle and join hands in Zoom land and sing our song of peace. Feel free to turn to gallery view if you're in Zoom so you can see us all singing.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God. Family. step I take, let this be my joyous vow, to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin.
Thank you all who made our Sunday service possible. Please stay with us after our service if you wish to share in our fellowship time. Next week, we will be taught and blessed as Eileen Selleck shares her joy and experiences from a foundation of unity principles.